Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Okay, time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update segment. This is just through the multiple listing service here in the South County from Carp to Goleta, and just single family residences only. That means no condos or the like. This is the 43rd week of the year 2005 and the 356th week, I believe, I've done this. For the week ending October 28th, 2005, we had 42 new listings hit the books. Okay, so we've last week 47, 52, 40. So new listings continue to hit and continue to increase the active inventory because we only had 13 opened escrows this week. Last week was 20. It's not as if it's drying up, but there's a little bit of a shift in the balance. We'll touch on that. 42 new listings hit the books this week. It was actually tried to sneak in 44, but one was a condo and one was down in Oakview, and they tried to stick them in here to our area. So a net 42, a low of $839,000 on San Mateo, a high of $5,950,000 on West Mountain Drive. Now, of the 42 new listings, 9 were under $1 million. The median price, $1,349,000 for the 42 new listings. 13 lucky people opened escrow. 13 was a lucky number this week. A low of $650,000 on Holly. That was the one that came back last week. Originally started at $750,000 and went down to $650,000 and sold immediately. It went into escrow immediately. A high of $3,195,000 on Las Canoas. Of the 13 opened escrows, 4 were under $1 million. Median price, $1,350,000. Third category, sold listings. 19 even luckier people actually sold and closed their house. A low of $869,000 on Cottage Grove and a high of $3,222,000 on Rincon Vista. 5 of the 19 listings, more than 25%, I guess, under $1 million. A median price for the 19 closed listings, $1,250,000. That's for the week ending October 28th. 2005. Active listings, 479. Last year at this time, 383. That's about 100 more. That's unbelievable. Back in 2003, it was 344. Now, if we look at the active 479 listings, we have to acknowledge that almost 11% are in escrow. So the net number is 428. Under $1 million, 15% of the listings are in escrow. That leaves a net number of 91 if you're out looking for a single-family home. Other than that, although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, or call me after the program at 898-4242, 898-4242. If you'd like to buy or sell a property, or perhaps if you have any real estate question, because I can answer any question eventually. And maybe even now. We've got a new clock. Oh, you know what? I know what happened. They forgot to set the clocks back. How did that happen? Boy, isn't that amazing? You know, what I don't understand is how we even get involved in this daylight savings time. They just turn around and we have what if someone just said to you, I tell you what, instead of coming to work at 9 o'clock, why don't you just show up at 8? And don't take lunch at noon. Take it at 11. I mean, when are we going to, isn't there a petition to keep daylight savings on? I thought we were going to vote on that. That's not going to happen? Well, it's already screwed me up. I was supposed to end the show, and now I'm sitting here talking, waiting for the news to come on. BBC News is coming up, AM 1290, and we'll just edit this out later. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you next time. Oh, we're back again. Good morning and welcome to Radio Real Estate. I will tell you one more thing about, if we'll finish up here on the closed escrows. 19, actually, of the closed escrows this week. 4 of the 19 sold equal or greater. 4 of the 19 sold equal or greater. Now, I started tracking this, and at times, You know, I mean, the last few weeks it was 2 of 16, 2 of 19. But we had times where it was 30% or more of those listings were selling for equal to or greater. For more information on median sales price, again, if you go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, you can check out the quarterly median sales prices dating back to 2001. Just click on that segment. Or again, call me after the program at 898-4242, 898-4242, where I can answer any question eventually.